Thank you. As the kids continue to bring their change up, we want to turn to our joys and concerns this morning. One of the joys is that the donuts are waiting out there for us when we're done. But I'd like to share another joy that involves eating, and that's our men's breakfast next Sunday. A lot of you shared with us on Easter Sunday a wonderful breakfast on Easter Sunday. Well, I've got news for some of you that might not know it. Every third Sunday of the month, we have men's breakfast, and we would certainly like to see more of you there. It's not just for the men. The women can come too, and we enjoy preparing it. Ted helps us out with the cooking, and we just have a good time of fellowship early on Sunday morning at 7:30. We moved it up to 7:30 to give us a little more time for that fellowship. So we appreciate anybody that can come next Sunday morning at 7:30 and enjoy breakfast with us. We would really like that. Okay, as we turn to our other joys and concerns, we have we've had several deaths mentioned this week. The Brown family at the loss of their son Bart, for the family of Patsy Long on her passing. Jeanette Wendt says Dan's mom passed away at the age of 99 Friday night. So we want to keep all of those especially in our prayers. We have a note to asking for prayer for Alex Allen. Prays for her spiritual growth and protection and provision for her outreach in China as she prepares. I believe she says she'll be leaving in August. Oh, she's there now? Oh, till August. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for that prayer. Also, we want to remember all of those that are mentioned in your bulletin. We have one addition, Florence Gilbert, needs to be added. And if you would take this sheet and pray for each and one of those, every one of those who need prayer, I'm listed there. I thank you for all your prayers for my foot. I get my cast off on Tuesday, and I'm ready to run a marathon. So anyway, I thank you for all your prayers for that. But especially we need to lift up our personnel in the armed services and their families. We hear every day of more injuries and death in the war zones, and we just especially need to lift them up this morning. And we ask that you keep this sheet close to you, close to your heart and close to your prayer chair, that you will remember them every moment of the day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, dear God, we thank you so much for your wonderful grace that you give us. You give it so freely that we just don't know how to appreciate it sometimes. We just ask that you will give us the appreciation, that you will give us the concernment that we need for all of these people that are listed, that we will remember them daily. And those that aren't listed, we just lift them up, Father. We know there are others that are on people's hearts and minds that aren't mentioned this morning, that we just ask that you be with them, give them your loving hand, let them know that you are there with them every moment, and that you will always be there. Lord God, we lift these up in Jesus' name. Amen.